You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for the Atlanta Soccer Report, brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. If you're moving this summer, let G&G do the heavy lifting with a fixed rate you can count on for your new home.
Hot off the presses, Atlanta Soccer Report, presented by Georgia Natural Gas. Michael Parkhurst, the captain, joins us right now here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What up, Parky? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Carl? What's up, Mike? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, how'd you do on the links, by the way? Were you one of those guys that was cheating and winning all the trophies?
Well, if I was cheating, I didn't do it well enough. I didn't win a trophy.
Yeah, it was fun out there. We're talking about Julian Gressel's golf tournament, Gresselmania, and Parky was out there last time we got a chance to see him. Next time we'll get a chance to see you guys is obviously Saturday. Columbus Crew coming into town. Before we get to that, what was the break like for you? How did you, you know, what did you do? What do you normally do during these things?
Yeah, it was nice. It was much needed for the group. August was a tough stretch for us, and one we did really well, but tough, you know, mentally, physically. So it was nice for the guys to get a break. We got a couple days off, you know, right after the last game, and then we trained for a few days, and then we got three more days off. You know, some of the guys got out of town. Me with the family, I don't. But it gives me an opportunity to go watch the kids play their sports on the weekends and be a dad and just go out there and cheer. So that was fun for me.
It is MLS champion Michael Parkhurst with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, man, the break is great. Then we get another one of these compressed schedules. And it's just something, you know, as we're newer to the sport the last couple of years, we have to get used to. So are we going to see you out there, or are we going to see what's the lineup going to look like in these next three games?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope to get some run sometime between now and the end of the season. That'd be great. But who knows? And, you know, the important thing is that usually when we get into these stretches, we do well. We get on a roll and we pick up points, we win games. And that's what we need to do here, the final stretch of the season. You know, it's crowded at the top of the East, and we know that if we're able to win five or all six of these remaining games, that you know, we will win the East and put ourselves in a real good position in playoffs.
And it's been a wild summer too, Mike. I mean, you've been here from day one, you know, one of the original members of the team. How cool was it for you to win something like, which is unique, like Campeones, and then for us to go pull the U.S. Open Cup?
It was an awesome couple of weeks, that's for sure. You know, you don't know how many times you're going to be able to play for a trophy in your career, and that's what we've tried to tell some of these younger guys. And you got to take advantage of those opportunities when they come. And even if it's a young tournament like Campeones Cup, which is only the second year in existence, and a lot of our fans don't know exactly quite what it is, it doesn't matter. There's a trophy on the line, and we went after it, and the guys played fantastic in both finals, and we deservedly lifted the trophy both times, and that's fun. You know, you want to win hardware as a club, and you want to create that tradition, and that's what we're doing.
Parky, we've been talking a lot about, you know, Miles and what he's been doing back there. He's come on the show and given you plenty of compliments about helping him. What makes him special? Because, you know, the way he's playing, he's got a very bright future, obviously, not only in MLS, but international play as well.
Yeah, Miles, what a season he's been having, for sure. He's been him and Joseph are our most valuable players. And, you know, I haven't seen a defender be able to match up with any type of forward before. I mean, he can win the physical duels with the strong guys. He can win aerial duels over tall guys. And he can match the speed and the quickness of any small guy as well. There literally is no one that can beat him one-on-one, and that is extremely rare. It's extremely impressive the way that he's able to put out fires, and you know, his reading of the game is really improving. And you know, when you combine that with his physical attributes, you make one really good defender.
It is Michael Parkhurst with us, guys, talking about United in action. Hear it, of course, pregame 6:30, and then kick at 7 against Columbus. It's hot off the presses, Atlanta Soccer Report, presented by Georgia Natural Gas. Mike, the narrative of this season, you know, it was like a new coach, a whole new vibe, and it seemed like there was some pushback. And it almost seems like around May or June or July, I'm not sure when there was a specific date, the equilibrium was reached between maybe some of the Latin players and what DeBoer is trying to do. It just seems like things took off. Was it just taking the time to learn or just come together in the new system?
Yeah, I think, you know, ideally when a new coach takes over, you pick up right where you left off, you have smooth sailing, you win games, but it doesn't always happen like that. And it took us a little time for everybody to get on the same page. And, you know, it happened with we had a condensed schedule to begin the season with Champions League. You know, so it took us some time, but, you know, we eventually got our groove back and, we've settled on a system and guys feel comfortable. And, you know, like I said, when we get in these stretches of condensed games, we tend to get on a roll and pick up steam and pick up points in bunches. And, you know, that's what we've been able to do over the summer to put ourselves in this good spot.
It is Michael Parkhurst, guys. It is Hot Off the Presses, our Atlanta Soccer Report, brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. Do not let winter sneak up on you with sky-high gas bills. Lock in a flat gas bill amount that won't change, even when the weather does. Get the guaranteed bill plan only from GNG. That's GNG.com. All right, so we've got Columbus coming up. What are the expectations there, and what do you know about Columbus Crew?
The expectation is we win. We win home games, and that's what we want to do. I mean, they're a team that struggled this year. They are unlikely to make playoffs, you know, barring some miracle. But they've also only lost once in their last nine. So they figured some things out. They, like us, have a new coach that needed some time, and they're starting to figure things out within their team. But that being said, it's a home game for us. They're opening the top bowl, so it's going to be a full crowd. And,
right.
You know, we want to do what we always do at home, and that's get on top of teams from the start. Score an early goal, get the crowd into it, really put some pressure on them and their back line, and we think we can have some success there.
You know, last year it was such a, you know, gutsy win to go up to New York City and win at Yankee Stadium. Remember Rometty crashing the net, and then you guys are able to get the upper hand on Red Bulls and then hang on up there. This year's going to be so different with a single elimination. Is that, I mean, change the approach other than more pressure?
Yeah, it definitely makes having the home game more important. You know, you're able to overcome it a little bit like we did against the Red Bulls. Having the home game first, we were able to get on top of them and carry that lead into the away game. With it only being one game and it being, you know, at the higher seed, it's pretty important to have that high seed. You know, we'd love to avoid the first round and get, you know, come in first place and have that bye. But if we can't, then we need to come in second or third and make sure that at least the first game is home. So that we can play in front of our home crowd, use it to our advantage. You know, obviously we love playing at the Benz and have a great track record there. So there's no doubt there's extra importance on seeding here this year.
Yeah, I mean, you like this format, though, better, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think it rewards the regular season player teams that do better. It rewards them a little bit more. You know, honestly, I think it favored us last year against the Red Bulls. You know, they were a higher seed, and I think it was better for us to have the home game first and jump out on top of them and protect the lead going to their place rather than searching for a result at home. So I honestly, you know, felt like we were kind of lucky there. You know, obviously took advantage of it, but it was fortunate for us. So I do think that the one game, you know, puts more importance on these regular season games, especially down the stretch.
It is Michael Parkhurst. There's about 60 seconds left with our favorite Atlanta United. We always say that whoever's on. It's like, it's Brad. We say Brad's our favorite, Mike. I can't lie to you. But Michael Parkey's with us, man. They posted the video at AtlantaUnited.com on Twitter of you guys from last year going over the player ratings for the FIFA game. Today, by the way, is National Video Game Day. That was kind of funny. The reaction on Brad's ratings and you guys going back and forth. Do you guys play video games when you get downtime when you're up there?
Not too much. I know that the Latino guys, they bring systems on the road when we travel. So they get after it in the hotels between themselves and a couple of the other guys. But, you know, me and Brad, married old guys, we don't really play much video games. We don't have time for it anymore.
All right, man. Well, good luck on Saturday, and we'll be watching, obviously, and cheering you guys on. Pregame 6:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kick is at 7 against Columbus Crew. Parkey, thanks again, man.
Yeah, as always. No problem.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.